Hello, folks.
Off-grid Gary here.
A lot of interesting things have happened in the past few weeks. You know, we had Hurricane Laura, and it did a lot of devastating damage. And trees got knocked down everywhere. So, the past couple weeks, we've been harvesting a lot of firewood. Luckily for us, we had a lot of oak trees that hit the ground, along with pines and other trees, but we had quite a few oaks in the ground. And instead of just letting it rot, we harvested it. We cut it up, brought it home, cut it up for our wood stove. Because we do have wood heat with a stove that we can cook off of. So, not only can we use it for cooking, we can also use it for heating. Everybody knows that I'm on. I switched some of my accounts over. I got rid of all my Facebook accounts due to personal reasons. I'm still on. I'm on MeWe. I was trying to get on Parler, still haven't made it on there yet. I'm on Twitter and I'm on YouTube. Everything is under all here. So if you're on a social media site, probably not on that one, but I am on Twitter, MeWe, and YouTube, and Pinterest. And trying to get to Parler if they'll ever let me in. But we did eliminate Facebook. You can contact me though through Facebook Messenger. But in this off-grid series, we've been talking about Hurricane Laura and the damage it caused. Well, that was like 5-6 weeks ago. Well, now we got Hurricane Delta. Right now it's like, I'm going to say 9:30 in the morning. The storm is actually supposed to be hitting close to Louisiana here in the next few hours. And we're supposed to be feeling the effects of it by lunchtime or a little later today. Right now I think it's going to be a Cat 3 when it hits. We're actually expecting between 50 and 80 mile an hour winds to live out here, which is a lot less than what we had for Laura. Laura, we had 100. We still have fallen trees on the property from Hurricane. Now, we've got Delta coming. So, to explain the pain in the butt steps we're going here, you know, I've been saying I'm talking with the harvest of wood. I'm also getting my deer lease ready for hunt season, because hunt season starts in October, of course. So, now the problem is, you know, I've got nice bush hog lane areas that we hunt on. Well, since Hurricane Laura blew all these trees down, some of these deer blinds I get to, I can't access them with my tractor until I get a chainsaw out there and start cutting more wood. Because I had several trees fall in 1 minute stand. We've got two oak trees sitting around it, so I'm going to have to get that cut up or make a path through there so I can use the hunt fishing and cut the tree up later. Now we've got Hurricane Delta mixing it yet. It's supposed to be a Cat 3, I think, when it hits rainfall. I'm hoping we don't do a lot of damage to our life. I don't think we are. So far, the eye is on the opposite side of us, we're on the better side of it. So hopefully, we'll just get our rain that we're needing. Hopefully, too many trees won't fall over from the rain. They're predicting us to get close to 15 inches of rain. Touch base with everybody, let everybody know what we've done preparation for this hurricane that's coming again. I've already did all my work all up until yesterday. Basically, we had enough prep for the last hurricane as far as survival goes, but my boys finished their backpacks up this morning, my kids did, and they're backpacks consist of a change of clothes, a tent, fire starting gear, strength, that kind of thing. Just in case the hurricane is bad enough to have damage, you know, like a roof blow off or something. Now, granted, if it it was reported to be really, really dangerous for them to stay here. But we're not expecting it to perform as bad. You know, as that hurricane on our winds, we weren't supposed to be in that kind of wind. And we did. But we came through from the damage to our home, so I'm not expecting rain this time. But I always make sure my boys have a backpack, so if something happens, the way my house is built, we kind of have. I've got one area in my house where I've got a lot of surrounding walls, which is pretty solid. And I tell my kids, put your backpacks in the camera. That's kind of a secure room to the rest of the room as well. And they put their gear in there. And if nothing happens, they take their backpacks back in the room. If something happens, their gear bag is right there. They go, if trouble comes, they get the pantry. So we do have a stand. Now, as far as supplies, naturally I am off-grid. My family did off-grid. We have an off-grid solar system. I have four panels that actually are an inch of the base that hold up. I'll actually pull that assembly up and just lay it down. So that would be like a damage from the storm. That's from my lay it out, stand it up, and the rest of the panels are stationary, so I don't have to worry about that. Right now, it's dark, it's very cloudy, you see a lot of swirls in the sky, and it's black, it's gray, you know, not a pretty day, so my solar system's not charging, in which, that's a given, that's what we prepare for, so. I do have a backup generator, so naturally I keep certain things from my generator in my shop, like extra oil, extra gas. Well, I went out and got extra gas yesterday. My generator, worst case scenario, I only have to look good for an hour, hour and a half in the morning, maybe an hour, hour and a half at night. That's it. You know, because I have a fairly large battery. It really works really well anyway. Even if all the power lines blew down again like it did for Laura, it doesn't really affect me. Now, Laura did kind of affect me because we had an electrolysis issue on a 25-foot section of cord through all our wires. That's all. But shouldn't have anything. Shouldn't have anything happen unless we have this bad storm with such a panel above the house. We should be all right. Advantages of having with the solar, for one, we don't use nearly as much energy. And as long as the sun comes out or it's bright, even if there's no sun and it's just bright out, the battery's going to be charged. But the other thing, so I'm not looking for life to be that much different for us other than a few days of extremely wet and nasty weather. So I'll use that as an opportunity to sit back, park my derriere, and I'll relax. Because with all this cutting wood we've been doing, my body's quite sore. But we're gearing up for hunting season. We've seen lots of tracks for hogs. And deer signs, so hunting season is starting to look like it's going to be different. So if it's still red, we'll be able to see some pollen a deer or two, and have a nice selection of wild game. Are on the ground, it's just going to rot. So if you have the opportunity to pick it up and use it, you might as well. And that's the nice thing about it. The track is a lot of fun. That's a big deal. I have a 50 plus foot track. That's about 50 horse. You know, hard to steer it and turn it. But it comes in handy when you're harvesting big logs that are 20 feet. Now, I have an electric chainsaw. Not electric, of course, it's an E-bolt chainsaw. It's done really good. It's not fast. And when I say not fast, it's like on these big logs, these big, hard red oak logs that are 20 to 22 inches in diameter. By the time you get a couple pieces cut into this splitter, you're going to have to be done. If you have more than one battery, it goes pretty quick. But you still have to put the saw stop. The wood splitter's been doing good. I got a big gas wood splitter that my dad made. It's very unique looking. It's good for a lot of wood. He's in a city limits, but he's not in the right town. He lives at his yard. I'll say the yard is like the forest, and it's just surrounded by it. So he's got a nice little screw to work out. And maybe for his fire. So it works good for him as well, because he's going to have more enough wood for him to burn, more enough wood for him to burn, and his mother. So it works really good. I don't like to just cut it through. So this hurricane came in and knocked over this tree down. Yes, it's bad, but it's down. It's dead. It's kind of mutant. So that's the type of hardest thing. Last time, before it came in, you couldn't buy gas. You know, you were shut down for a few days, and you couldn't really get gas, but you could get it. It was limited on how much you could buy. And it was limited to $20. But you might have to drive 20 miles to get gas. So, I'm 50 miles from town. I always try to keep minimum of 5 gallons of gas in the truck. It don't sound like much, but I can do a lot of work. My chainsaw is electric, so I don't have to worry about gas for that. It's cordless. And if it's smaller wood, I still don't have to worry about getting gas for it because my golf buddies. It's a 36-volt. Plug cart that's got 310 volt solar panel on it. I got a UT3 on it, you guys don't see it. I skid trees for that. You know, so when gas is shortage, you know, it's more like or you're not getting gas for 2 to 3 days afterwards because there's no power. Or whatever, you know, it's really nice to have. To get on something and drive somewhere, knowing you can't get gas. Knowing you can go to a golf cart and drive, you can go get whatever you're going to get. Let's say you try to call out of town, you really could. But for me, like, if there's a tree falling in the road, I'm not going to wait for the parish, the state to come up and get up to help me. could stop it wherever I ended up going. I'll jump on the golf cart and lift the saw and break it up. It's hardwood. I'll bring it wood home and harvest it. Put it on a wood pile, and guess what? It didn't cost me anything. Makes it nice when you can charge all your cordless tools, your impact drill saw, or chainsaw. You can keep batteries charged and still use what you have to harvest wood or whatever, and you're not being put in a shortage like anybody else's gas. I like to make sure that storm comes up like this, like every day, in my preparations I made, I burn like 20 gallons of gas. Okay, 20 gallons of gas sounds like a lot, but it's really not, considering that it means pretty much the shutdown scenario for Hurricane Florida. You know, there were places that was out of power for 15 days or something. It's nice to know. But you don't have to, as long as you know, what all the 20 gallons of gas will last you. 20 gallons of gas will last me. Because once that storm hits, I'm not going anywhere. And if I do go anywhere, I'm going to jump on my golf cart. I'll put a chainsaw on there. I got a chain already to keep up the golf cart. So, I'm not worried about getting cleaned up. All I got to do is finish clearing out. As far as like restraining the road, I'll get it out of the way. There's one thing, when you're in a bad storm like that, you have trees across the road. There's people that are out there driving out on the roads, trying to get from point A to point B, and then maybe get stocked up on supplies, trying to figure out what's open. And if it's not real light out, or if it is real light out, it's just heavy rain. When they get it, you know, they're causing damage. You know, people just don't sit down and think about things, or a lot of things. They worry about, well, the storm, you know. You gotta make sure you have enough supplies to get back on. Run across the tree or the road. You got to have that cut in, you know, like, if you don't, you're driving around, put up some work trees, fall down, and get you home. So, that's why you kind of prepare.
Like I say, if you like these
podcasts and you listen to these podcasts, I'd appreciate you share. Share it to your social media sites if you're on. Or you can check out my YouTube channel. Subscribe. social media for 6 cents. I even closed on the off-grid page on Facebook. And I don't like to dog on everybody, but Facebook is one of these sites that's a lot of fun. I really like Facebook. But when they start telling me what I can say, what I can't say, and what I can post, and what I can't post, I no longer have to associate with them. I am not going to be told what I can say or do. I'm not going to be told I have to wear a mask when I don't. Everybody has a choice in life. I chose what I want to do and what I want to do. And if you don't, that's fine. But you're not going to push. They're not going to push crap on me and I don't agree with it until they're going to do it. Last time I checked, I was a free man. So Facebook no longer has my business. And anybody that tries to put a gag on me of any kind, I'll just cut it. You know, because I'm not going to do. I'm not going to do what they want to do. I'm not one of those guys. I stand up. I'm not going to be told that I have to wear a mask or I can't go in a store because I don't have a mask. Because where I'm at, we're going to put the floors, but anyway. And that's just a small thing, though. I'm not going to be told that I can't say something. You know, I try to keep everything as clean as possible. I try to keep everything user-friendly. Sit there and hit you. I actually liked a friendly post, just hit the like button and got put in Facebook jail for 2 days. I'm like, Facebook still has the authority to do something to me. So, I just quit my accounts. Facebook actually got mad at me and said they couldn't quit my accounts, and I had to give them a reason why. I gave them a reason. They canceled my account. And I'm glad they did because I was trying to get the lead. But I'm still on YouTube, still on Twitter, I'm on MeWe, trying to get on Parler, haven't been very good yet, for some reason I don't know why, but look me up, and don't forget to, if you like these videos, or if you want to share them, share them, if you want to donate or have me sponsor a product, get a hold of me, I'll be more happy. We do a lot of off-grid stuff, we do a lot of off bushcrafting camping. We do a lot of outdoor activities. So if somebody out there wants a product, try out and test it, we'd be happy to try it out for you. Get a hold of me. When I come in for a show, get a hold of me. Let's see what we got. Let's try to make this thing grow to where a lot more people want to watch it. If you like it, I'd greatly appreciate it. If you want to help sponsor this channel, be my guest. We're just trying to make something to help people understand and learn about off-grid living and survival. I'm sorry, I'm not on every week kind of guy on the podcast. Sometimes it goes a week, sometimes it goes 2 weeks. I want to make sure I have good content before I get on there. I want to have something I can tell my listeners that they want to enjoy. You know, something they can think about when stuff goes bad that they might not normally think about. They might have a reason for it. It's eating our home for us to convert those on stuff. So, with that being said, we're going to call quits for today. I got to get ready for a storm. And basically, all I'm going to do is hunker down. I'm going to go in the house and hunker down in my recliner. So, but I got no easy kids, so I can't do this in the house. But, we look forward to reaching out to you guys again. Don't be afraid to reach out to me. You need something. Yeah, you want to talk about something? Get hold of me. Let's see if we can do a story on that. Don't forget to like and subscribe.
And we'll talk to you later. Bye.